The scripture that my wife read last week from Romans chapter 1, we can see how that sin had affected people. Men want to change their natural way of God had given man to be with a woman. They want to change it and say, I want to be with a man. Woman changes, I want to be with a woman. Then they want to practice all kinds of evil dealing. We're going to look at some things today. And then, you know, and they want to practice all of this, and then they want the best out of life. And I believe I read to you the week before, and Romans 6 and 23 said, the wages of sin is death. The only thing sin can give you when it runs its course. Hello, somebody. When it runs its course, the only thing sin can give you is death. It can't give you life. And that's why it's dangerous to live a sinful life and not know what you're doing. Because it can't give you eternal life. It's deceiving, because you see a lot of people that's dealing with drugs and all the other ungodly and evil activity they're involved in, the way they cheat and lie and get money. It looked good. But if you check it out, a lot of people die. A lot of people are hurt. Many families suffer. Children go without. Hello. They are neglected. Come on. But why is it that we don't want to learn so we know how to change those things? You know why? Satan wants to keep people in the dark, to put you in a helpless situation, to make you think you can't do anything. To put you in a helpless situation and make you feel helpless and hopeless. And you just hang on and try to survive. Do the best you can, because this is you just might as well accept it, because this is the way life is. That's what he does. He tried to put people in that situation. And the very thing that will rescue them, deliver, they run away from it. They avoid it. They won't spend any time with it. But the thing that are killing them, that's what they're tied up in. And then when somebody would be bold enough to stand up and teach you, they'll look at you like you fell out of space. But this world is coming to an end. What's going on? It's not going to last. And we might as well face up and get ready, because Jesus is coming. Amen. I don't care how mad I get, how much whatever I do, Jesus is coming. I can't stop that. There's nothing I can do to stop it. Because he told them, when he left, said, I'll be back. Just like you see me go, I'm coming back. And I'm going to get what's mine. Amen? And I want to be one of his. I am one of his. Amen? So we need to know, but most people don't learn. And like I said, leave us in a place where we feel like there's no help. We depend on all, we trust in and depend on all the natural help and resources that we know of to help us to get out of it. But the natural can only do so much, especially when it's a spiritual problem. Natural can't solve it. It cannot solve it. And if you're all natural, you'll never get it solved. You'll always be bound. You'll always be under its control. Because natural will never. You should want to learn about spiritual things so you know how to deal with it. Jesus coming to this earth was not in vain. He accomplished what he came to do. And we just got to get the information and know it. Amen. Get the once we get the revelation, the information, the knowledge, and the revelation of it, we'll walk out of that thing. It cannot, Satan cannot hold a child of God in bondage. He can't, it's impossible. But when we try to do things on our own or just ignore the word of God and get in a religious rut, or just go to church just to be going to church, because somebody said you ought to go to church, and you go to church and you get in a rut. You do the same thing every Sunday. Every Sunday you do the same thing, you know. Somebody said, what is a tradition? What is, somebody said a tradition is a graveyard with both end kicked out, a grave with both end kicked out. You just run them down, that's doing that same dead thing. Back and forth, back and forth. God brought life to us, friends. I said, God brought life to us. God gave us his life. And we ought to be open to the Holy Spirit every time we come together, every day of our life. We ought to be open to the Holy Spirit to direct us through that day. He knows what's on the menu. He knows what's ahead of you. He knows how to show it to you. He knows how to lead you through it. Amen. So when we mention these things, they, like I said, in no way I'm trying to condemn you, but trying to bring some light so the people can, so you can be educated in this area. So when during the course of the week, when these things pops up, and because they're coming, and you won't fly off the handle, you won't cave in, and you won't crumble, you'll stand up and stand, because sickness is going to come against you. I don't care how holy you live, sickness is going to show up. But what you do with it when it shows up, well, that's where the rubber meets the road. Hello? Are you going to deal with it? You going to stand your ground, or are you going to cave in? Hallelujah. I don't know a man on planet Earth hadn't been attacked by some kind of sickness or disease or problem. I don't know a person alive that hadn't been. You know, make this statement, and I may have to come back to it. You know, they said, and I'm going to read here in a minute. They said that they said in the news that they believe the flu has made it peak and getting ready to come down. You know, that other word, that going as high as it's going to go, now it's on the down decline. That's what they said in the news. And every time I went for my checkup, every time I go to the, you know, you know, everybody will get checked up every now and then. Every time I went for my checkup, they want to know, have you had your flu shot? No, I ain't. Do you want? Nope, I already got mine. I remember one year I took that flu shot and I had the worst time with flu. You take them. If you want to, you take them. That's fine. But I found another shot. And I'm not bragging, but just giving God the glory. All these flus that's been going around all this winter, I hear people talk about how bad they are. They just went around. I'm serious. They went around. I don't do flu. When they try to come, I'm not going to ever agree with them. You got the flu. No, he's trying to get me. I ain't got it. Okay. I'm not going to sign for it. Amen.